Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
On Saturday, Portland joined cities all over the world to rally in support of Palestinians. Last week, Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire, halting the 11 days of attacks that have killed at least 248 people in Gaza, including 66 children. 12 people in Israel, including 2 children, were killed as well. Saturday was the 73rd anniversary of the Nakba, or near-total destruction of Palestinian society by Israel in 1948. Hundreds of people gathered and marched in downtown Portland demanding an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestine. KBOO's Isabel Charlet has more.
My name is Sarah. I'm the one who thought about organizing this rally in general. I've seen many states in the U.S. and all around the world, actually. They're standing in solidarity with what the Palestinians are facing, from violence, from violent dispossession and brutal, illegal occupation. So we shall not be silenced as the media continues to remove our posts, to shut down our accounts. We will use every opportunity we have to not stay silent and stand in solidarity with people in Gaza and Jerusalem and Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood. Thank you. For me, I've never been to Palestine, actually. I'm Palestinian by descendant of my great-grandfather. I was born here. I was raised in Kuwait, not in Palestine or anywhere in Palestine. But for some reason, I feel like I've always belonged there. And knowing that my parents can't go there, it makes me feel so sad. They don't have the right to return. And we want that to end. We don't want checkpoints. We don't want barriers. We don't want to see people being pulled forcibly out of their houses, which they built with their own hands in their own land. Israel has violated more than 50 resolutions of the United Nations, and we do not want to see that continue. We don't want the oppressor keep on oppressing the Palestinians. For me personally, and for a lot of people I know personally, it has been so rough to see how people are being oppressed, brutalized, and all that. It wasn't really easy for us to continue and be silenced, continue with our lives and just ignore it and just be silenced. No, we wanted to do more than that. And even though we organized this rally, it's still not enough. We need more. We agreed for a ceasefire, but Israel continues to invade the Aqsa Mosque while people are worshiping, and this is not okay. We shall continue to resist until liberation.
And how do you feel, as an organizer, how do you feel about the show of support today?
I feel so happy as we see a lot of non-Palestinians as well that are with us in solidarity. Black people, indigenous people, they're all with us. They support us. I am so happy. I'm beyond excited. But still, nothing is enough. We need more, and we shall continue.
What do you see as the role of youth in this movement?
The youth is the next generation. It's this generation and the last generation, which is not the youth, they have faced a lot. And for us as young people, we don't want to see that continue for the people who are presently in Palestine. So it is our role to pass, especially with social media. We are in control of what's happening in social media. We post, we spread the message. We know who to ally with. Yes, so it is our role to make sure none of this will happen again in the next few years. We want to see progress. We want to see accountability at very least.
My name is Mutia Swelem, and this is my daughter. I've been here for about 50 some years. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you know, my grandfather, when he was here, he was sending money to my grandmother. She was buying land all over, 40 dunams here, and here and there, by the airport, by, you know. And, you know, the settler, you know, they just came and cleaned us up. You know, they took all our land, you know, and it just, it's, when I go back, you know, I was born and raised there. When I go back and, you know, getting in, they give me a hell of a time. Yeah, it was really rough. And it's so they took all our land, all of it, you know. Yeah, so I have a brother lives here, I have a sister lives in Jordan, I have a, yeah.
And how is it?
Yeah, she been there, and all my kids been there, you know, yeah.
And how has it been for you these last 10 days watching the siege unfold?
You know, there is the channel. It comes Amy Goodman, and she brings the right news, you know. She brings everything what happens there. And she really kills me, believe me. It is. Thank you.
It's a lot. It's every day when you're watching the news and the things that he's seeing, and he's distraught. He's seeing his homeland and his people being destroyed continually, and it's what he's been seeing for most of his life. And with no right of return and like having really no control over everything, it's very emotional. And all the kids that are being killed, it's just a family.
Just one kid left. One kid. I don't know if I could show it to you on my phone. But, and there is another family, three, he has four kids, three of them gone. You know, the kids, what did they do with these kids? Go kill them, you know, the adult them. It's really hard. You know, it's tough, it is tough.
And what has been your response to Biden?
I don't like, but you know, I thought Trump was bad, but he's the same way, you know. He should stop that war, stop killing the people, and that's the first thing he should done, you know, because who's paying the prices? The innocent people, you know, and that's most of the people who died. You know, Biden, he was one of the first people to sign the war in Iraq. You know, he was one of the first people. So, you know, and Iraq, maybe they lost about a million people. And, you know, this is, you know, the best country, the best place. You know, she's a teacher. I have another son is a teacher. And I have a daughter. She works for a company, and she's the top in her company. I have a son on the tattoo shop, you know, which is something. And, you know, this is my grandson here. This is my daughter here. That's her son, and that's her husband. Yeah. So it is tough. Really, you know, to see what's happening, you know, just like we are not a human being or something like that.
And could you remind me your name too? I forget.
My name is Najwa Swalem. It's
She's a teacher at Tiger High School.
What was that?
She's a teacher at Tiger High School.
Oh, okay.
Tiger High School. Yeah.
Another one I have. Another son here. Special ed teacher.
Okay. Great. Is there anything that you want to add? Or like something you want to share about your experience being here, what it's like being with your dad?
It's to be here with my dad is amazing. Like I loved it, and it makes me so happy to be here and to be able to bring my dad here and for him to see so much for support for the Palestinian people. The attacks on Palestinians have been happening over and over and over, but I feel like this is the first time that we're seeing real support for the Palestinian cause. And I mean, as horrible as everything happening is, and some of those videos are so traumatic, and the number of people being killed is horrific, but the support for Palestine and Palestinian people is heartwarming. So I hope that a change is made. I hope that a change is made to the way that the United States funds Israel, because they're funding apartheid and oppression, and I just hope that people push to make a change and support the Palestinian people. They deserve it.
Go ahead.
I think too, in terms of like the lineage and the time frame and the way that it, I think think that, I mean, they're trying to exterminate the Palestinian people. That is something that's never going to happen, because my father, probably every Palestinian parent instills that love of Palestine and like gives you that story, and so you think about it. Like, I've always like thought about my father and his no right of return to his own country. So regardless of how much land we have, like, the Palestinian people are never going to die out. Like, we're here, and we're here to continue fighting for freedom in Palestine. I hope that's something that I see in my lifetime. I really hope that's something my father sees in his lifetime.
Could
you tell me your name?
Yeah, my name is Hedda. I'm a Portland resident. I'm Palestinian, and my family is displaced Palestinians. I've grown up here in Oregon. Yeah, absolutely. What brought me out today is that I'm absolutely done, as everyone else is, to see the U.S. and settler colonialism being a normalized faction, as it has been for Palestinians for 73 years. Our settler colonialism, the Zionist settler colonialism has been normalized. And now there's all eyes on Palestine. So what we are doing, what brought me out here today, is finally there is the momentum that sees through the propaganda, the colonial imperial propaganda, that allows us, every American citizen, every American person paying taxpayer dollars, to be complicit in ethnic cleansing, in global displacement and dispossession of indigenous people off their lands. I'm here to call for an end to that, an end to settler colonialism, because Palestinian liberation comes with the liberation of all. We cannot fight for a free Palestine without fighting settler colonialism, without fighting prisons, and without fighting police or the occupation forces we see from Portland to Palestine. I really just want to like focus on the movement and the collective call of Palestinians like abroad and at home for what they need. And then also the allies, the non-Palestinian allies, who have been in this fight with us for the last 73 years, who have recognized our settler colonialism because their families experienced that displacement, that police brutality, and they were able to see it at home and abroad as easily. It was black and white for them. So those non-Palestinian allies have been with us from the start, organizing this for years, so we could have this momentum that you see. Actually, look at this. I've never seen this amount of people come out for Palestine, and it really is a beautiful thing for people to recognize that Israeli apartheid is no longer allowed in our education, in our systems, in our society, with our police to be even existing and mimicking them. I think we're looking at a group finally seeing that these systems here that we've seen in the summer, a lot of the Minnesota uprisings in Minneapolis against the extrajudicial killing of George Floyd, people began to recognize that occupation easier. And I think that's why they're here. They were able to see that abroad and easily connected it due to that fight. I'm a Palestinian Youth Movement chapter member. And the reason that I joined Palestinian Youth Movement is because most in Gaza, 50% of Palestinians are under the age of 25, meaning this is a youth-led movement, and this is a fight for youth liberation as well. We have grown up with the stories of our great-grandparents and our grandparents being faced by violent settler mobs, essentially, coming into their homes. The same as you see on TV and social media right now being broadcast is broadcasted by the Palestinians on the ground, because they know no other place will fight for their liberation or amplify their voices, because everything is in the interest against their liberation. So we've grown up with these stories, and then seeing it in the diaspora, I'm seeing Nakba 1948 happen again, but we're watching it on Twitter. And while many people are thinking this is 1948 or May 1948 happening again, we are trying to show that no, May 15th, 1948 has been happening since, and it is still happening to this day, and that is why we're marching. And so while many of the Zionist regimes and ideology has preyed upon the elders will die and the young will forget, this is a testament to many, many Palestinians, many people who have never even stepped foot on Palestine, but are able to believe the beauty and the land of it and the right of the indigenous folks to be stewarding and thriving off that land. People are here because you can't break that tie.
What's your response to this ceasefire that's currently happening?
A ceasefire only came because Palestinian resistance called for it. It does not mean the momentum is lost because, as we've said, Nakba is ongoing. A ceasefire in Gaza just meant they stopped their day and night bombarding of Palestinians living in the world's biggest open-air prison. Does not mean we have reached liberation or peace because those Palestinians are still in the world's biggest open-air prison. Palestinians are still in exile globally from their homes, and Palestinians are still displaced. We will not stop. A ceasefire means nothing until we are all back to our land, until we have our right of return. While we're out here in the streets and while people are showing solidarity with Palestinian liberation, again, we must not forget it is U.S. taxpayer dollars that go and bankroll this settler state to replace, for nothing more, but to replace an indigenous population. What I really want to ask of people is to take a step back and understand how deeply ingrained Zionist settler colonialism is in everywhere in the U.S. Ask your schools, your colleges, Modern History of Israel course. Why do we have birthright trips funded by undergraduate colleges? Why does Portland State University have a relationship with Boeing Co. as a special and recruiting college while it touts values of anti-racism and sustainability? Why does City Hall still allow these procurement with corporations that engage, not just tolerate, but intentionally engage in human rights abuses and war crimes? Everyone has a responsibility to organize around that in their personal lives, in their schools, in their workplaces, and we will achieve a liberation for all.
Portland activists have created a petition to urge the city council to break ties with companies who have a record of human rights violations. Find more information at bit.ly/PortlandPalestine. And that report was from KBOO's Isabel Charlet.